Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, we'll hear from Donegal Deputy Charles Ward as he becomes one of over 60 new TDs entering the Dáil for the first time today. Meanwhile, nominations for a new Taoiseach are underway after Simon Harris tendered his resignation earlier as part of the new Dáil term. Donegal County Council's Gender Pay Gap Report for 2024 has revealed that women occupy higher paid roles than men in the council. And the man accused of killing the CEO of Letterkenny-based Optum in the US has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher. First in news, Donegal Deputy Charles Ward of the 100% Redress Party is one of over 60 new TDs entering the Dáil for the first time today. He says it's an honour and privilege for him to be representing the thousands of affected defective concrete block homeowners in the 34th Dáil. Deputy Ward says he will be taking to the floor of the Dáil for the first time later today.
It's a great honour and so far so good. I should be speaking this afternoon and as you can hear, the bells are going off, they're calling me in, but it's more important to get the message out to the people of Donegal that we have somebody elected on the floor of the Dáil that will be speaking on their behalf from now on in, and it's a great honour and a privilege.
And have you been aligning with independents now going forward?
Of course. We're open to any negotiations or offers, and we're an open book. As I say, we're trying to do the best for the people of Donegal, and that's the only thing that matters.
And do you believe now yourself having a voice in the Dáil is better for homeowners now going forward? You will raise the issues that matter most to them?
Well, today now, when I speak in the Dáil, will be the first time an affected homeowner has spoken on the floor of the Dáil. Nobody's done it. I will be the first, but I won't be the last.
Well, nominations for a new Taoiseach are underway in the Dáil after Simon Harris tendered his resignation earlier as part of the new term. However, as there's no government in place yet, a new leader won't be selected. Speaking in the Dáil, Simon Harris says government formation talks are continuing.
In accordance with Article 28.11 of the Constitution, I will continue as Taoiseach until a successor has appointed, and likewise all members of the government and the government as a whole will continue to carry out its duties until a new government has been appointed and elected by this House too. I want to reassure people that government will continue to function and will work for people and in their interests while the work is ongoing to form a new government.
Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, meanwhile, earlier proposed Mary Lee MacDonald as the next Taoiseach. He told the Dáil that a new government is needed to deliver change.
We've had 100 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments. It is enough. The last thing we need is another government that prioritises the wealth and privilege of those at the top. And that is what we will get again, be there no doubt about it, if Micheál Martin and Simon Harris get their deal over the line. And make no mistake about it, Cancorlia, if this happens, as sure as night follows day, we will be back in this chamber in a number of years talking about the same problems, only worse again. So it is time to turn the page, to reach with ambition for better, for a new government for working people, a government that will put reunification at the heart of its vision for the future. And that is the government Ireland needs, and Chacta Mary Lou MacDonald is the person that can lead it. She is a leader of incredible strength, resilience and perseverance.
Verona Murphy, meanwhile, has taken her seat as the first ever female Cancorla. The Wexford TD was elected earlier on the third count, meaning she will chair and monitor the Dáil. Deputy Murphy spoke shortly after officially taking up her position.
I am humbled, honoured and privileged to serve as Cancorla of this great state. When it was first proposed to me by Deputy Michael Lowry, if I will consider a nomination from the group as Cancorla, my initial thought was how it would affect my ability to represent the people of Wexford. And was he serious at all?
Women occupy higher paid roles than men in Donegal County Council. The local authority has today published its gender pay gap report. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The 2024 report shows a gender pay gap of -1.95%, with women paid more on average within Donegal County Council. As of June 30th this year, 70% of the council's 1,214 workforce were male, with the remaining 30% female. 35.7% of females occupy the top roles within Donegal County Council. The council's HR manager, Cathal Moss, says publishing gender pay gap data helps to reinforce the council's focus on supporting an open and inclusive workplace. He says the local authority remains committed to addressing workplace barriers to equality and creating an open and inclusive workplace community.
A post-mortem will be carried out to determine the cause of death of a suspect in the murder of Kyron Dernan. The County Louth boy was reported missing in August of this year, but Gardaí believe he was killed 2 years ago. Last week, a man was arrested in connection with Kyron's murder, but was later released without charge. Yesterday, that man, 36-year-old Anthony Maguire, was found dead at his Drogheda home, which had also been searched as part of the investigation. Crime and security editor with the Irish Times, Conor Lally, says Gardaí are examining a note found at his home, but don't suspect foul play in Mr. Maguire's death.
He was arrested last week. He was the second person arrested for questioning over the murder of Kyron Dernan, who the Gardaí believe has been dead probably since the second half of 2022. After being questioned for 24 hours, he was released without charge, and then obviously he was found dead at this property in Drogheda yesterday. The Gardaí don't believe there was any third-party involvement. They don't believe there was any foul play.
The man accused of killing the CEO of Letterkenny-based Optum in the US has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism. Luigi Mangione is suspected of the shooting of Brian Thompson in New York earlier this month. The indictment accuses him of murdering Mr. Thompson with the intent of trying to influence the policy of a unit of government by intimidation or coercion. Property prices rose by just under 10% in the year to October. CSO figures show they rose by 9.7%. In Donegal, the median price of a house rose by 2% to €195,000. Eamon Torsney reports.
There's been a slight fall in the rate at which the price of a home is rising across the country. Prices rose by 9.7% nationally in the 12 months to October. That's down from a rate of 9.9% in the year to September. Dublin prices rose by 10.4%. That compares to 9.2% outside the capital. CSO figures show the median price of a home was €350,000 in the year to October. The region outside Dublin with the largest increase was the border. That's Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan and Sligo, up 14.4%. While at the other end, the Mid-East region saw price rises of 7.5%. That's Kildare, Louth, Meath and Wicklow.
Poor planning in the health service is leading to ongoing burnout among doctors. Research by the Medical Protection Society found 64% of doctors experience frequent burnout and exhaustion. The survey, which was carried out in October, also found 6 in 10 think the government isn't investing enough in mental health services for doctors. Retired consultant in emergency medicine Dr. Chris Luke says decades of bad planning has led to terrible working conditions for doctors.
There's been a failure at the highest level in terms of strategic thinking and realistic planning. For example, we have 2 million more people-ish in the Republic than we had in 1990, and we have fewer hospital beds, which illustrates a woeful failure to anticipate the accompanying features of a growing population.
A man has been arrested in Strabane today as part of an ongoing investigation being carried out by the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit. The 40-year-old has been arrested under the Terrorism Act and remains in custody at this time. Carndonagh Day services are expected to resume in 2025. There has been much lobbying to restore the much-needed services to the area. Plans are now in place to provide the services at Unit 6 Spree in Carndonagh on Mondays, Tuesdays and every second Thursday between 10am and 3pm. However, there is some concern as it's understood no referrals have been registered for the service. Councillor Albert Doherty is encouraging those who require access to day services to register to ensure the restoration of the services goes ahead.
Welcome news that there is movement. One of the critical problems was being able to identify a location. The committee established here in the town. We all were in Ballyshannon where we met the minister concerned. We met the executive of the HSE. Since that period, there's been a very, very busy committee trying to source a location. And now that has been identified. So now we are sharing with the local community. There's the question, what demand or who would use these facilities? And I'd be inviting anybody and everybody who thinks they would benefit from daycare service that they should now respond.
And it's important that they do so because it shows the need further for this service in the area and to ensure its future.
Yeah, very much so. The key word for myself during my many, many questions to Frank Morrison and the HSE was we wished to see the restoration of this service post-COVID. Pre-COVID, it was very, very well attended. Pre-COVID, it was in another location at the community hospital, Carndonna. Post-COVID, the location of an acceptable property was one of the issues always highlighted by the HSE. That's now been resolved by this committee, and this is a much, much needed and desired service that we want restored in the Carndonna area.
Two men have appeared in court today, charged with the murder of a mum of two in Northern Ireland. Karen Cummings, a children's nurse, died at a house in Laurel Heights in Banbridge last Saturday. The accused pair were remanded in custody. James Gold reports from Newry.
The two men charged with her murder are Glenn King, aged 32, of no fixed address in Lurgan, and 42-year-old Kevin McGuigan Jr. of Annacloy Park in Hillsborough. They weren't in court today and appeared on video link from Musgrave Police Station. They only spoke to confirm their names and the charges against them. A detective constable told the court he could connect the men to the charges. The case will be heard again on the 9th of January.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Shane O'Donnell has been named the player of the Donegal Championship for 2024. RTÉ Radio na Gaeltachta announced today that the Gradam Seamus McGeady Award would be going to the St Union's man, who played a key role in helping his club to the Senior Championship title as they lifted the Dr Maguire Cup for the 16th time. In soccer, Finn Harps player and ATU Donegal student Kevin Jordan represented Ireland in their 2-1 victory over France in the College University Football League this afternoon in Nantes. The Irish side clinched a thrilling win in the final minutes of the game, and Kevin is a third-year student at the ATU. Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher will start for Liverpool as they continue their League Cup defence this evening. The Reds have a quarter-final meeting with Southampton, who've just sacked manager Russell Martin with just one win in the Premier League so far this season. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says it is hard to know what to expect from their opponents tonight.
Is he only there for one game, or is he there for longer? Will he play with his normal starters if he only has one chance or a few chances to lead the team? Will he then do what's best for the Premier League or for him as a chance to maybe reach the semi-final of the League Cup?
Kickoff at St Mary's is at 8. Elsewhere, Newcastle United host Brentford at 7:45, while it is a 7:30 start at the Emirates as Arsenal host Crystal Palace. Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford says he's ready for a new challenge and to take the next steps in his career. The England international, who was left out of Sunday's Manchester derby, insists when he leaves Old Trafford it will be with no hard feelings. He was speaking to journalist Henry Winter, who says his love for United remains strong.
I asked him, I said, when you leave, will you remain a Manchester United fan? He grew up a United fan. He said, yes, 100%. Absolutely. He kept stressing that.
Well, United manager Ruben Amorim says Rashford can embrace a new challenge by staying at Old Trafford. The new boss feels Rashford can still achieve more where he is.
We have here a new challenge. It's a tough one. For me, it's the biggest challenge in football, because we are in a difficult situation. And I already said that this is one of the biggest clubs in the world. So I hope all my players are ready for this new challenge.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says they trust Mikhailo Mudryk and that he has full support of everyone at the club. It emerged yesterday the winger has been provisionally suspended by the FA after failing a drugs test. The Ukraine international says he has not done anything wrong and has never knowingly used any banned substances. Maresca says he's keeping in touch with him.
For sure he's one of the players that is involved in the squad, so it's also my duty to be in contact with him. Me, the club, the players, the teammates, we are all there.
West Ham boss Julian Lopetegui is expected to be in the dugout for their Premier League clash with Brighton on Saturday, despite the death of his father. He's currently in Spain for the funeral of Jose Lopetegui, who died yesterday at the age of 94. Coaches Pablo Sanz and Edo Rubio are looking after the first team affairs in Lopetegui's absence. Moving on to darts, there are 4 matches on day 4 of the PDC World Championship at the Alexander Palace this evening. World number 12, Nathan Aspinall, takes on American Leonard Gates, and Rapid Ricky Evans plays Aussie Gordon Mathers in the headline clashes. Elsewhere, Welshman Jim Williams faces Pablo Nebrida of the Philippines, and Madars Rasma of Latvia takes on Dutchman Christian Kist for a place in the second round. In tennis, former world number one Simona Halep has received a wildcard for Australian Open qualifying. The 33-year-old Romanian was given a four-year doping ban that was reduced to 9 months earlier this year. The former French Open and Wimbledon champion is ranked 877th in the world. And finally, in boxing, Tyson Fury has promised to annihilate Alexander Usyk in their heavyweight clash in Saudi Arabia. The 36-year-old suffered his first professional defeat at the hands of the Ukrainian via split decision back in May. Usyk will put his WBA, WBO and WBC heavyweight titles on the line when the two meet in Riyadh on Saturday night. That's all your sport for today. We're back with more tomorrow morning. Back over to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, people in Donegal are being encouraged to check the charities register before donating this Christmas. There are 515 registered charities in Donegal. The charities regulator is urging people to ensure they are giving money to a registered charity with the full list available on checkacharity.ie. Charities regulator CEO Madeline Delaney says it's important that people take a moment to make sure who they are donating to are who they say they are.
People in Donegal are very generous. They're also very active in charities. There's approximately 515 charities on the register from the Donegal area. And we're asking people when they are donating or intend to donate to a charity that they check, in fact, that they are on the register of charities. And they can do so by going to checkacharity.ie.
And you can understand how people are caught out, say, if there's people collecting on the streets that they possibly don't think about checking online, but it is important that they do so.
It is, because to call yourself a charity or to let people think that you're a charity, you actually have to be registered with us. And I know everybody thinks of the word charity as being associated with just generally doing good deeds, but it actually is something of a protected term now. And if you're not on our register, then you can't call yourself a charity. So if you believe that somebody is a charity and you want to volunteer with them, you want to give them goods or services, or you want to give them money, then our advice is to be 100% sure that they are a charity, that you go on to checkacharity.ie and you should see their name and their registered charity number on the register.
322 children were admitted to psychiatric hospitals or units and child and adolescent units last year. According to the latest State of the Nation's Children report, 79% of 10 to 17-year-olds are happy with their lives at present. That's down almost 10% on the figure reported in 2018. Suzanne Connolly, CEO of Barnardo's, says children are being impacted by pressures in their homes.
We are worried about the declining levels of happiness of children in Ireland. We're not surprised in the sense that we see that in our services. There's increased levels of anxiety amongst children. And we also know that children really soak up the atmosphere within a family home. And we're well aware of the pressure that has been on parents over the last few years in relation to cost of living.
HICWA today has released an inspection report on the James Connolly Memorial Residential Unit in Carndonagh. The centre provides care for adults with disabilities, nine of whom were present on the day of the unannounced inspection in August. Ellen Butler has more.
One non-compliance was found in premises, while six regulations were found to be substantially compliant. These were staffing, training and staff development, governance and management, risk management procedures, positive behavioural support and protection. The remaining three were fully compliant. The report, which is available to read in full on our website, states the staff team clearly provided residents with a good quality of care. Meanwhile, a statement from the HSE has outlined the steps being taken to make the necessary improvements.
It's believed the GAA is looking to buy RTE out of its 50% share of streaming service GAA Go. The Irish Examiner reports negotiations will take place over the coming weeks, with Croke Park seeking to take full ownership of the platform. It comes as the paper suggests GAA Go is set to retain its media rights packages, including the right to show the four All-Ireland senior football quarterfinals behind a paywall. Outgoing Sports Minister Catherine Martin had voiced support for proposals to make those matches free to air. Weather now mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today. A little breezy at times with highest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Donegal Deputy Charles Ward of the 100% Redress Party is one of over 60 new TDs entering the Dáil for the first time today. He says it's an honour and privilege for him to be representing the thousands of affected defective concrete block homeowners in the 34th Dáil. Meanwhile, nominations for a new Taoiseach are underway in the Dáil after Simon Harris tendered his resignation earlier as part of the new term. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty this afternoon proposed Marilyn McDonald as the next Taoiseach. Women occupy higher paid roles than men in Donegal County Council. The local authority has today published its gender pay gap report. And property prices in Ireland rose by just under 10% in the year to October. In Donegal, the median price of a house rose by 2% to €195,000. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, December the 18th. The death has taken place at Louisville Nursing Home of Dr. Patrick McCoy. Patrick is reposing at O'Kane's Funeral Home, 116 to 118 Donegal Street, Belfast. Requiem Mass will be held on Thursday morning at 11:30 in St. Joseph's Church, Hannistown, with interment afterwards in Milltown Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to South Savers, care of O'Kane's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen Reid, née Faulkner, 21 Main Street, Sion Mills, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock, with removal at 7 o'clock to St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Rita Margaret Quinn, née McMonagall, 3 Brackenlea, Letterkenny. Rita's Requiem Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The wake is strictly private at Rita's request, as is the house on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Dinny McLaughlin, Whitehara, Shandrum, Dumfries, Clamanagh, County Donegal, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning, leaving at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Tessie McLaughlin, née McDade, Ludden Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory Buncrana for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cock Hill Cemetery. Wake strictly private to family and close friends only at the request of the deceased. No flowers or mass cards, all donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Kathleen McEnany, née McCullough, 114 Lower Main Street, Strabane, and formerly of Glenrowan Plumbridge, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.